Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is from former Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital nurse Audrey Bayliss regarding medical assistance in dying, MAID. She and her mission were featured in a Barry Today article last year. My name is Audrey Bayliss. My husband Lester died by choice on November 23, 2020. 6 months earlier, his family doctor and other specialists advised us that they could provide no further medical treatment to improve his quality of life. They described in detail the symptoms he could expect as his condition deteriorated and that he had two options for end of life: palliative care or medical assistance in dying, MAID. The doctor described both ways extensively and answered all our questions. Lester applied for MAID and followed the protocol, which included an interview with two physicians and a nurse practitioner in our home. The professionals deemed Lester competent to make his decision and he chose his birthday, November 29. Once he'd decided, the topic was never discussed again. We enjoyed our remaining time by touring Ontario and visiting relatives. Lester's condition deteriorated faster than we expected and the date was moved forward to November 23. That morning, members of the family came for coffee, and they all said their goodbyes with hugs and kisses. We led Lester to the bedroom, helped him into bed, and I laid beside him. The doctor asked him again if this was still what he wanted. He said yes. At the end, we all felt closure with good memories of his passing and happy thoughts. Having experienced MAID so close to me, I feel compelled to offer some recommendations to others. First, federal legislation must give all Canadian citizens a choice in how they wish to end their lives as a human right. This would eliminate any outside influence over a patient's choice. Individuals should be able to pre-plan a choice to die while they are still in a healthy state of mind, perhaps when they're preparing a will. And medical schools in Canada need to teach end-of-life options as part of the regular curriculum. Education of health professionals must make clear such terms as last phase of life, end of life, palliative care, and medical assistance in dying. I am grateful for the partnership that existed between doctors and medical practitioners who helped support my husband in his final decision. I believe that by informing the general public, the system can prevent unnecessary pain and anguish at the end of life. Further information is available at www.dyingwithdignity.ca. Audrey Bayliss, Scugog Township.